I think, in fact, there's a book written about it that called Last Child in the Woods that became very popular a few years ago. And when I was reading it, I was agreeing all the way through it. Especially as you say, in an urban setting, children are not either able or the parents are not willing to let children have what used to be a very common experience for people, which is you go out into nature and you basically play as a child in it. And while you're playing, you're doing a bunch of things. You're setting the groundwork for adulthood, basically. You're learning how to test limits, you're learning how to appreciate what's around you, you're learning about bugs and leaves and flowers and fish and whatever. In the book, he's saying that's the basis for math, science, computing, all the stuff we need children to learn in school, but we've removed that. Children aren't getting the garden experience, they're not getting the outdoor experience that I think is valuable. And if you don't have any experience with it, it's hard to totally respect it. I mean, and there are inner city children in big cities that have no idea where the food comes from. It's a grocery store. So I think even if it's in a small way, if you can take a few classes a year and give them a good experience and a fun experience, but then also teach them a little bit. At least for some of them, they'll retain some of it. And it may make some of their other classes make more sense. I remember ages ago, and I was startled, a teacher had written a letter of thanks after, not to me, this was to somebody else, but saying what a great time they'd had and how interesting, because she couldn't figure what we would do with her children for a whole hour out in the Arboretum, which I thought for a teacher was like a bit scary, but she just couldn't imagine it. So we're educating the teachers as well as the children.